Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast. And today, Jody was talking about how Walmart is going to be installing the charging stations at, I guess their goal is every location, right?
Every location in the United States and Sam's Club for electric vehicle charging.
Yeah. And so right now, there are about
a little over
60,000 charging stations across America, you know, for electric cars. And I just lately, I've had a fascination with it. I mean, really, until
I'm surprised you don't have an electric vehicle yet, really, honestly, knowing you.
And I might. And actually, I will tell you in a minute why I'm hesitating. But in, you know, but
the cord's not long enough.
Badge of my seat here. Yeah.
But I'm fascinated by it. And this has nothing to do, by the way, just so we're not going, we don't go down political roads here, and we're not going to do that in this podcast either. But my fascination with EV is just because it's a bright, shiny technology. It's actually been around
cool.
for a while now,
mm-hmm.
but it's finally gaining traction. The car makers, most of them say their entire fleets will at least have one version of an EV within the next 15 years. And you know, until I started diving into it, I knew about the Chevy Volt and I knew about the Tesla, but that was pretty much it. I really didn't realize how many others that there are. And almost every car maker has one right now, to the point where Consumer Reports just ranked 20 different electric models.
Yeah.
And
by electric, you mean 100% electric, right?
Yeah.
Like Prius is half hybrid. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so they actually do have. Now you have gas-powered vehicles, you have the hybrid vehicles, you have the hybrid with electric charge vehicles, and then you have full EV.
So what a crazy time in that industry.
We're in transition. It's going to be interesting to see where it goes. You know, the first concern I had is what a lot of people have, is like, okay, range. I know that I can find a gas station, but, you know, what if my car runs out of electricity?
That's why.
So, I mean, there are a couple of things. You know, when you if you're not traveling, you can either trickle charge your car at home, or you can actually just have the faster, you know, the 220 outlet or whatever installed. And
what does trickle charge mean? Help me.
It's a very slow charge.
Okay.
In other words, if you drive your car 50 miles in one day and you come home and you charge it for 12 hours overnight, it'll be fully charged again.
Okay.
You know, the charging stations are designed for a fast charge, so that you can
drive fast.
Yeah,
plug and go,
and you know, 20 to 25 minutes will restore. And I forget, it varies on the vehicle. I don't remember how long it takes to fully charge the vehicle. But the thing is, if you are going into the EV thing for driving, you're gonna know where you should charge your vehicle if you're going on long distance drives. And the reason that Walmart is talking about doing the charging stations everywhere is there are certain parts of the country right now where you really can't, you know, the range on most of these vehicles is somewhere between 300 and 400 miles, depending on, you know, where you go. So
but there are Walmarts everywhere.
But all of these vehicles also have the software that's updated because they're smart cars. They're electric.
Yeah.
And so the charging stations, you plot your trips out and it will take you where you need to and tell you, you know, when you need to charge.
That is so cool.
And the other thing about, you know, the different models of cars, it's sort of like anything else. If you want something that goes faster with more power, your driving range is shorter. You can get about 250 miles out of it. You know, if you want something that's in it for driving, then you don't compromise power per se, but it's not going to be, you know, the horsepower. And some of these electric vehicles, by the way, can go 0 to 60 in less than 3 seconds.
And
it's really fast.
Whoa.
You hear nothing but the tires.
Yeah. Yeah.
We met a young man who had one, remember, Murphy? And you proceeded to ask him. Well, first of all, we were outdoors and I walked past his car.
It was 5 years ago.
And I said, hey, what kind of car is that? And he said, it's a Tesla. And it was the first time I saw a Tesla 5 years ago. Now, I've since ridden in several for rideshare and they're awesome. But I thought they were awesome anyway. And you proceeded to ask this man 101 questions, standing right there by his car. And it was so interesting. But 5 years ago, it was interesting for him to tell us a story of a friend of his who also had one, an electric vehicle. And because everything is so computerized that, you know, when your computer, when you get the black screen of death and it's just circles.
Yeah.
He said, if your car does that, you're stranded. If your car does that to you in an electric vehicle now 5 years ago, you're stranded in the middle of wherever. And he told us that story, and that scared me.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do believe technology is so quick to change and improve.
Well, they've already changed a lot. And I think the reason that Tesla popularized a lot of it is because they created a vehicle with a different look. The other car makers had actually had some EVs out there, but the EVs were the electric versions of their gas powered vehicles. So if nothing stands out, you know, you're not going to. And there are a lot of massive improvements. A lot of it is the guidance and the safety systems that went from being radar-based on the first Teslas to now camera-based, which is what most vehicles now that have the safety technology have the camera. And when I say camera, you don't actually see the screen of each of these cameras. They're just the eyes, right, for the car. So Tesla, it was really, for me, what got me familiarized with it.
Yeah.
And it's funny how when something is brand new, there are all sorts of misconceptions about it. Now, look, these vehicles are not, I wouldn't say that they are cheap vehicles, but I don't think any gas-powered vehicles brand new are cheap, right?
No.
From time to time, I know early on with Tesla, and I think just most recently, there was a tax. If you bought before the end of March 31st of this year, I think there was another federal tax incentive where you would get a rebate of like $7,000 or $8,000 back for going electric with your vehicle and purchasing these vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of incentive to do that.
Mm.
But I started diving in just because I was curious. And Consumer Reports, their top rated EV model is actually a Kia.
Oh.
And Kia and Hyundai, I think, are among some of the leaders in the safety bells and whistles technology for the electronic part of a car, making a car smart. The reason for that is if you talk to Toyota, they focused more on, well, they want their vehicles to be reliable. They will embrace the new technology, but they want the new technology to be perfect before they institute it.
Sure.
Honda, same way.
Sure.
And even American vehicles have been more on the cutting edge of the of the technology part of it. But so in these ratings that Consumer Reports has, the Tesla is down like 5 or 6. The top is the Kia. Then there's a BMW, whatever version of their, SUV.
Wow.
And it's, it's pricey like a BMW is.
It's funny. It's not a story I'm hearing, but I don't read Consumer Reports. Though.
Yeah. But there's already a Mustang,
without the...
That's the,
They put the sound in, though, if you want it, right? There's a button for sound.
It's weird.
I know.
Do all Teslas have that autopilot thing, or is that an extra?
You mean the automatic driving?
Yeah.
Well, that's not just Tesla anymore. GM has an entire program. Ford has an entire program.
They pay for them to compete, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you, if you do go the electric route, will you try that out? With Jody in the car?
No, it's too costly for me right now. It adds about $15,000 to the price of a vehicle.
Too much, yeah.
Right. You have different... And look, at one point, I'm sure that will come down, too. Yeah. It's like anything else, right? It's not going to be that expensive.
That's the trick of being an early adopter, which Murphy is an early adopter of technology.
But there's a midline part of the technology that I do like. The automatic driving, I'm not so much about, but the safety features and the braking and some of the advanced safety stuff on the road, I'm about all of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, it's safety. So, I mean, why not invest in some of those things that the car can do better than you can do, actually? You know what I mean? So
I told you guys my recent experience in the backseat of an electric vehicle on a rideshare, right? Huh. The guy, I was watching his screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was minding my own business. It was a business thing I was on, and I was minding my own business. But I noticed that the car said it had like 19%. And if that was my phone, I would have been freaking out. And so I just had to ask him. I'm like, so 19%?
Can you get me to the hotel?
Right. Are you going to get me to the airport on time? And he laughed at me, and I said, tell me at what percentage do you need to charge or worry? What makes you feel uncomfortable? And I think he said 8 or 9%. I'm thinking, so like a teenager with a phone.
Yeah.
But that was interesting to know. How could you know that unless you drove one of those cars?
Well, and the thing is, these cars have the same thing that most gas-powered vehicles have. They've got range on them now. Mm-hmm. So that percentage also equates to, you'll see 70 miles left
and
to
go. And you'll get a warning or whatever.
Yeah, I'm curious what the warning is, because, you know, like on my car now, it pops up the little gas thing.
A picture.
What would it pop up?
An electric something. Is there any, this is a weird question, is there any weird concern, God, this is a stupid question probably, for if electric, when electric vehicles get into accidents, is there something for first responders to be extra aware of?
I actually don't
know.
Or
does it shut down? Do all systems shut down when a...
I mean, I'm sure the safety factors in these cars are just like any other, you know, what the car makers put into their gas-powered vehicles.
Okay.
But do you mean like battery acid leaking or stuff
something.
Like that? I don't know.
It's a completely different composition. It's made up of different things. There's no gasoline, but there are other things that are hot potentially. So I just wonder. That's all.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
And, you know,
we'll look into it and learn.
Now that I'm scanning the list here, they actually have a lot more than I realized. The ones that Consumer Reports tested, though, there are a couple of the Chevys. The Chevy Bolt starts at $26,000. The Jaguar is well, there are a couple of different models of Jags. $71,000 there. Volkswagen $30,000.
There's an Audi.
Audi $49,000. Mercedes $100,000. Tesla $54,000, and Tesla $42,000. You can buy these used now too. So they don't depreciate any faster than, you know, a gas powered vehicle. So they depreciate, but they don't depreciate any faster.
If Murphy gets an electric vehicle, I'll be the first one to be his passenger, but you can be second, Sam.
Yeah, I've never ridden in one.
What?
Oh, I haven't either. I've never ridden in one. I've seen them, but I've not ridden in one yet. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
At some point, do you have to like replace the whole electric system or the battery because
it
wears
out? No, I mean, they do have, I'm sure they have a life to them, but you don't, it would be so cost prohibitive to replace that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was one thing that the guy that Jody and I met, and you have tires, maybe wiper blades.
Mm-hmm, that's about it.
And
it's
I don't remember if there's any brake pads at some point, but that's it. There are no other parts that, you know, mechanical parts to break down on them.
Guys, neither one of you have ever ridden in one.
But,
I need to get out more.
Well, I do want to ride one, and obviously I would test drive one before I even would consider, you know, going to buy one. But the mental thing for me, and this is probably just the generational part of it, I just like the sound of an engine, and I like the feel of an engine, and, you know, I like a V8. I just do. And I know that six-cylinder cars and there's this horsepower and all that kind of stuff can be delivered by smaller engines now. But it's the reason that you still see trucks on the road at the rate that they are with big engines and, you know, same thing with muscle cars and that sort of thing. So I don't know.
It's an interesting time.
Fascinated as I am by it, and I do think it would be really cool and certainly low maintenance to, you know, to own. I just don't know if I could make the leap, because then what? It's like, I'm going to have to get back out of it and sell it. And it would certainly resell, depending on the type of vehicle
You would learn to love it. I think you would learn to love it. Just because you love the sound of something, does that mean you have to have it every day? No.
I don't, and I won't know it until I ride in it.
Right.
Just think how quiet the roads are going to be.
Well, now that is different by car, though, too.
Yes.
It's just like anything else. I don't know if you've ridden in different vehicles where the cabin is quieter than, you know, others, the outside noise. Mm-hmm. And GM and a lot of others also actually use acoustic, I forget what the term is on that, where it's the same thing as noise cancellation headphones, but it's done on the inside of your car.
Yeah.
And so that further, you know, mutes the noise. But there are some cars like the BMW that Consumer Reports reviewed and all that are far more quiet than the other EV
EVs.
Models, because you still have wind noise, you still have tire noise.
Yeah. You do, and traffic noise. I've never noticed.
Yes.
I've ever been in an EV, a ride share, it's always been in a major city. I'm trying to get to an airport or wherever when I've traveled with girlfriends. So it's been several times that I've been in, and I've never noticed it to be so quiet. I've not done a lot of out in the country riding in EVs, is my point.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.